But beneath the surface, I actually had no idea who I was. And I used all of the things that I just said as a mask to create the illusion of being able to fit in to a crowd and befriending even like the most hostile of people. I was like, that is a skill. I'm a chameleon and I wear it as a badge of honor. But really, I just wanted to be approved of. Hello and welcome back to the Hayley Lloyd Show. Today I'm going to be talking to you guys about authority, but not just authority as a whole, but seven-figure authority. I have been this week doing a free training called Made for Millions, which, by the way, you can still grab the replay of. We will leave all of the information in the caption below, in the description below. But essentially in this training, I am going into the big elements that you need to do to create seven-figure authority. And I think a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions around authority, and I've spoken about this before in different podcasts, but authority has such a bad connotation. Like, a lot of people, when they think of authority, they think of men in uniform, in a police officer uniform with a plastic baton, like hitting the baton into their hand, just being like, I'm going to demand my authority over you and I'm going to make you respect me. But there, if you actually look at the origin of the word author, and I'm going to actually read this off my notes so that I don't mess up what I'm about to say right now. But the origin of the word authority originally stems from the Latin word auctor, which means originator, promoter, inventor, or author. And I really love this meaning because it really just shows that originally authority as like a concept came from yielding the power within yourself and inventing something original that comes from you, right? Because by definition, what is an author? An author means to create something that is already inside of you. When someone authors a book, they aren't like going and reading everyone else's books and trying to author someone else's book. They're creating something new. They're creating something fresh. It by definition means to create something that wasn't there before. And if we now apply this to authority building, you can clearly then just see how much less authority has to do with demanding respect and authority and how much more it has to do with channeling your own inner creativity, your inner power into something that over time commands respect. And it also has to do with originality, it has to do with authenticity and how much you know yourself. And so when I talk about authority, it's not just about the amount of accolades you have. It's not just about how many degrees you've got, the masters, the certifications. It's not just about your marketing. It's not just about how you're perceived on the outside. Because if it was, that would be enough for a lot of people. But so many people, including myself, have said the words, on the outside, I had it all. I looked like an authority, but on the inside, I was crumbling. And then usually after those sentences and after those words comes a complete reconfiguration and a complete restructure of their business and everything they know to be true. After that, people will completely switch businesses. They will beeline into something completely different that they've never done previously before. And it ends up just being this trigger for them realizing something out of alignment, which if someone has built authority in that respect, so they built a career, they built a job, it lends the question, is that authority that they've built actually real authority? Is it actually something that's authentic to them, or have they done something to build what they want to, or that they think is going to give them authority, that is going to get them approved, that is going to get them liked? So an example for this for myself, and I myself have uttered these exact words of, I was crumbling on the inside, on the outside I had it all. You know, I had a shiny corporate career. I worked my way up the corporate ladder. I was incredibly good at meeting all the deliverables and being approved of in a corporate setting. But if I was really honest, I actually got into my corporate career because it was a career that my dad approved of. And this is an age-old tale for so many people. I learned very, very young that authority looked like, you know, you put on a suit, you go to a normal job, you repress all your feelings, and you pretend like nothing's happened. And you go into a corporate setting and you demand respect. You work your way up your corporate ladder and you don't question anything. And ultimately, the biggest sign of authority is when people approve of you. And so ultimately, because we all have parents, we want our parents to approve of us, right? That's like a generational thing. That is a societal thing. That is a human thing to want approval from our parents, from love from our parents. And a lot of people will define careers around what they think is going to get them approved, but isn't actually true for them. And when that often happens, when you have this belief of, okay, my authority is what other people think of me. It's if other people think that I'm an authority, what it will lead to is a shattering of a sense of self, because you are no longer creating and making moves and making decisions out of what do I want to do. You're making decisions and moves based on what do other people want me to do. And so ultimately that will fracture who you are on the inside, and people will start to dismiss and let go of who they actually are in favor of something they think is going to get them approval and is going to see them as an authority. You know, when I get to this place, then I'll feel like an authority. But the irony is, it's never the case. The irony is, when you get to that place, you still feel exactly the same. You know, outer authority doesn't bring inner happiness. And that's why a lot of people, they'll get to this place and then they feel like an imposter. They feel like it's just a matter of time before the cloak comes off, the rug is pulled out from underneath their feet, and they're suddenly left with potentially completely naked on a stage with everyone being like, you're not really who you say you are. Imposter syndrome literally is built off of high outer authority. You've worked your way up to a certain place in a career, but you have low inner authority. And that's just one example. And there's so many other examples. If you experience anxiety, you know, social anxiety, feeling like you aren't good enough, feeling like something's missing, all of this is a sign that potentially you have built high outer authority, but low inner authority. And so it then really comes back to the question, if we're building high outer authority that gets us approved of but doesn't feel good, is it actually authority? Is it actually true authority? If we go back to the origination of the word author, no, it's not. So true authority, feminine authority, heart-led authority, means building authority that is true and honest for you. And so a lot of people start with the outer authority, as I've just mentioned, but that's actually one of the things that we want to come to afterwards. Because if you don't have your inner authority sorted to funnel into your outer authority, it will inevitably end up being a dishonest representation of you. And this is the confronting thing that so many people realize. They start to feel unfulfilled in their career. They start to feel like their business isn't an honest representation of them. They start to feel like something is out of alignment. That happens because something's happening on the inner world. It's got nothing to do with the outer world. And so your inner world is honestly about 80% of everything that's going on, because it harbors all of the parts of you. And I'm going to go into the whole, all of the elements of authority building. I'm going to go into all of it. But in this particular one, I'm going to talk a little bit about inner authority, and specifically one key part of inner authority, because there are a few different parts of inner authority, and I'm just going to read out what they are. So inner authority is about knowing and embracing your true self, allowing yourself to navigate life authentically, speak your truth boldly, act in alignment with your most aligned desires, and engage with the world with a sense of conscious neutrality. Now, I'm very spiritual, and this can be an incredibly spiritual journey because it's basically all about getting to know yourself. But the elements of inner authority, and this is the part that no one wants to do, right? Because it's so uncomfortable. Like, do you want to sit there looking at the parts of yourself that you've kept hidden for 20 to 30 years? No, no one wants to do that. Do you want to look out where you're triggered to find where you're passionate? No, no one wants to do that. This work is really confronting, right? And it's really uncomfortable. And that's why so many people choose not to do it. So the first part of building inner authority is, who really are you? If you don't know who you are, you're not going to be able to build any type of authority that is honest to you. I'm going to be going into that in a little bit more detail today. The second part of this is the confidence and belief that you have in yourself, and to use your voice unapologetically. So I'm going to go into belief and inner authority in a completely separate video, but this is a huge, huge part of inner authority. If you don't have belief, and I call this a belief triad, belief in yourself, belief in your audience, and belief in your skills or your offers, That is like majority of business. And so if you don't have that, you're not going to have high inner authority, and it will lead to imposter syndrome. The third part of building inner authority is how conscious you are to the things that are driving you underneath the surface, and how able are you to take aligned action that what you're actually doing resonates with what you desire, not what the world desires for you. And the last part of this is your leadership abilities and how you're able to hold discomfort in the face of adversity. And the last part that I will add on is who you are becoming. So this is really about like the future visioning and like knowing where identity-wise you want to go into. So these are the five different elements of inner authority. And without just one of these areas, your inner authority could waver. And so I'm going to go into this is going to be like a YouTube series or a podcast series where I'm going to be going into each one of these in a little bit more depth. But today I want to talk to you guys about who really are you and the importance of knowing this when you're building inner authority and why it's so important for seven-figure authority. And by the way, this is not just for people that are beginning their journey. The amount of coaches and consultants and business owners and CEOs that I speak to that say that they have just followed all of the steps that were in front of them, but they aren't sure whether this is what they really want to be doing, and that their heart is yearning for a different direction, that comes because there is a lack of inner authority. It's not that they have intentionally done that. It's just not been a focus. And so this is where it can lead to old era authority. I've previously called this toxic authority, but leaning towards calling it old era authority, where, you know, you build authority based on what other people want you to be. And then it leads to a disconnection of self. So the biggest and most daunting question that you will potentially revisit for the rest of your life is, who actually are you? And even just this week, I had this wobble myself where I was sat in my chair on a Monday morning and I was looking at my business and I was like, I have just moved into a new house. I have just purged through a sickness for about a month. And I feel like a different person. My brand is no longer an honest representation to me. I want to completely change how I visually communicate. I want to completely change the things that I'm talking about, not the topic that I'm known for, but just the tonality that I'm talking about it with. And I just let these tears just stream down my face as I was just like, I'm out of line. And this is a big part of inner authority building, is knowing that sometimes you're going to need to pivot. You're going to need to change. Even if things are really, really established, whether it's a business model, whether it's a brand, whatever it is, you're going to need to change. And being okay with that change, it may come with grief, you know, as you grieve the parts of yourself that you're letting go, as you let go of the comfort that you've had attached to a different part of you, but it is a necessary part of this. And so this is the question, you know, the question that I asked myself on that Monday morning where I sat in my chair with tears streaming down my face was, who am I? And is my brand currently an honest representation of who I am? Who is my most authentic expression right now? What is my most authentic expression right now? What do I believe in? What am I passionate about? What are my values? And am I living my values right now? Feminine authority is all about embodiment of values. It's an embodiment of what it is that you want to create over a long period of time. And if you aren't consistently coming up with that stuff, if you're not consistently looking at it, it's very easy to start building something that isn't true to you. And it sounds like a basic exercise, right? But sometimes just literally being like, what are my values? Am I acting in accordance with my values? How have my values shifted? How is what is important to me shifting right now? You know, you are going to be a walking contradiction as you're building seven-figure inner authority. And so who you really are is going to shift inevitably. Your opinions are going to change. You are going to contradict yourself. And that is so freaking normal. Get in spaces where it is normalized to change. We should not be trying to remain the same person for the rest of our lives. Like, it is just a one-way ticket to stagnation. And this is what a lot of older generations have prioritized, you know, where it's like, this is the way that I am. You can't change me. I'm not going to change now. And as we're like a younger generation coming up, we know that that's not true. Neuroplasticity says that that's not true. And especially us in the personal development space that have businesses, we are a walking development. To get to that next level of income, we need to become someone different. And so it requires us to continue asking that question. We need to know, what makes you angry and why? Because your anger is a guide towards what you're passionate about. Underneath anger is passion. How do you like to present yourself to the world? How do you like to show up? If there was no judgment, who are you around groups? Who are you by yourself? How do you like to build your business? How do you like to spend your day? What are the defining aspects of you in general? I know that this sounds like basic stuff, right? But this is all the stuff that we think that we know until we realize that maybe we don't. And before I did any of this work, I thought, so before I even had this business, I thought I was this consistently energetic, bubbly human being that never let anything faze her, that just wanted to be around people all of the time, that I loved to drink, I loved to party, I loved to be in groups, I loved to meet new people, and my main interest revolved around socializing. And if someone asked me what my hobby was, I'd be like going out and meeting people and like being in a group of people. But beneath the surface, I actually had no idea who I was. And I used all of the things that I just said as a mask to create the illusion of being able to fit into a crowd and befriending even like the most hostile of people. I was like, that is a skill. I'm a chameleon and I wear it as a badge of honor. But really, I just wanted to be approved of. I just wanted to continuously prove to myself that I could get someone to like me. And underneath all of that, I actually had no idea who I was. I wanted to be liked so much that I curated this personality that I thought would get me liked. But who really was I? I had no idea. I hadn't asked myself those questions. And that's just then. That's way back then, right? But asking myself those questions now, it's like smaller micro tweaks, you know, that I have to consistently ask myself, am I masking in any way? Am I creating something I think will get me approved of? Am I saying something that I think people want me to say, or am I saying something that is honest for me? And that's a question to always come back to. Without this element, without knowing who you are and how you want to be known or recognized, you can't know for sure, number one, what you are passionate about. Number two, what you want to be known for and do for the rest of your life and what your soul path is. And number three, what you're really good at and what your skills are, because it's a combination of all of these three things that build your authority. The reason that I have built Feminine Authority as a brand is because I followed my passion. I followed my anger, actually. I followed my anger about things that made me angry about this industry. And I followed those and it led me to where I was passionate about. It led me to where I wanted to talk about more openly and honestly. It led me to how I could embody my values at a deeper level. But it required me following my triggers. It required me getting really honest with who I was, what came up for me, the kind of person that I was. And what I really realized along that journey was, you know, I have a Taurus moon. So despite old me being like always up, always wanting to be center of attention, be in the social groups, like literally basing my entire life and validation on whether someone said that I was a good time or not. Going from that when I was drinking to then realizing that my personality with ADHD is very up and down. You know, I go through periods where I'm just like, woo, oh my God, so hyper. And then I go through periods where I'm dead silent. And like, I had a lot of people say to me, you know, what's wrong with you? Oh my God, is something wrong? You know, my parents would even say this to me, like, what's wrong? Oh my God, you've suddenly gone so quiet. Nothing was wrong. I just didn't want to talk right then. And so I created this belief of, okay, I have to perform to be liked. And so when I really got honest and got underneath the surface of all of this, I just realized, no, I have a more inconsistent personality. It's not a bad thing when I'm quiet. I've had to do so much healing around realizing I don't want to be in groups all the time. And actually the people that I'm around that are in the group now that I don't drink can either energize me or drain the living life out of me. And that is no shade to anyone at all. It is just like the way that it is. And I've had to become okay with that. I've had to build my inner authority to the place where I accept myself. I accept who I am. I know who I am. And I don't need to prove that I'm something different to someone else to get some, you know, approval. So short answer is, without knowing these things and continuously revisiting this answer, you will be building a business based on what you think other people want you to build. You will be building based on what you think you should build. You will be building based on what you think is going to get you the most liked, what is going to make you the wealthiest, as opposed to trying to find your true thought leadership on a topic that is 100% you. You cannot build true, honest thought leadership if it is not aligned with who you are at your core. And you would be so shocked how many people don't know who they are and have huge businesses. And this is no shade. It is just an awareness piece. What you see on the surface often isn't what is going on behind the scenes. And I've just seen that so many times. And this is one of the core things of inner authority building, is, do you really know who you are? Do you really know what you want? Have you aligned your business? Have you aligned your life with what it is that you want to create? If you haven't, you can't build true authority. You can't build feminine authority without knowing that key aspect. So that is where I'm going to leave it today. In the next part of this series, I'm going to be going into confidence and the confidence triad or the belief triad and how important belief is in yourself, in your audience, and in your skills to be able to build authority. And if you don't have that, you also can't have feminine authority. We're going to be going into that next time. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you leave a rating and a review. It means the absolute world. Tag me in your stories at Hayley June Lloyd and let me know what you gathered and what you took away from this episode. All right, guys, I will see you in the next episode. Bye, guys.